أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا فاتخذت من دونهم حجابا فأرسلنا إليها روحنا فتمثل لها بشرا سويا قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا قال إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 16 to 19 of Surah Maryam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ, and remember, mention in the kitab, that is either the Quran or in this particular surah, Surah Maryam, remember and mention Maryam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a particular incident in her life, and Allah ta'ala says, إِذْ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا, when she withdrew from her people, from her family, to a place on the eastern side. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking particularly about an incident we discussed yesterday, that she would be in her chamber making the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. However, she would not leave the chamber until absolute necessity would arise. And this was one occasion when there was a necessity for her to leave the chamber. One opinion is that she needed to go to have a bath, and hence she went to the eastern side of Al-Aqsa, and there she secluded herself, as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the ayats that come. Some have also expressed the opinion that possibly she wanted to make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ibadat in another place, in another area, and that is why she had gone to the eastern side. When we look at ancient Christianity, we will find especially Middle Eastern Christians, when they would build their churches, they would also build it towards the east. And one of the reasons that have been given is particularly they wanted to follow this sequence and this procedure that Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha had done. فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِن دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that she had taken and made a veil between herself and the people. In other words, in her total seclusion, Allah says, فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا, then we sent our ruh, that is Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam did not come in his original form, but he came in a full human form. In other words, if anybody had to look at him, they would never ever have any kind of idea that this is an angel from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but the person will be mistaken that this is proper, pure, head to toe, a human being. And that is how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, like we find in the many narrations, that he would come to our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a human form, sometimes in the form of the Sahabi Dihya Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But here the whole idea is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not send Jibreel in his original form. She would have not been able to withstand the original form of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. So by way of pacifying her, Allah ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam in a human form, however in a male form. Qalat, إني أعوذ بالرحمن إن كنت تقيا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala relates Sayyidina Maryam's response. If she is in total seclusion, she would have never thought, she would have never apprehended a human coming, another person coming in that secluded area. And as soon as she sees him, she shows her chastity, she displays her chastity, and she says, إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَانِ مِنْكَ, certainly I seek the refuge, the protection of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from you, in kunta taqiyya, if you are one that fears Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Some have stated that here she could see the very appearance of Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. He appeared in a man's form, in a human form, and he appeared to be very Allah conscious. He appeared to be a very pious person. So if you are pious, then leave from here and go away from this area. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكَ. His response is, certainly I am the Rasul from your Rabb. In other words, I am the messenger of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that has come to you from your Rabb, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What is my specific function at this time? لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. To give you the glad tidings of a son, to bestow upon you a son who is zaki, in other words, who is pure, one who is intelligent, one in every form, from the inner to the outer, is absolutely purified and pure. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala relates this incident, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about this aspect, on the one hand, showing the fact that she was a woman of chastity, and on the other hand, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wanted to manifest Allah Rabbul Izzat's great Qudrat, and this conversation that takes place between Sayyidina Maryam and Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam shows us that this kitab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is such that there is no reservations whatsoever. We have for Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha the kind of honor that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam is uncontaminated and pure. He was undoubtedly the Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And of course, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala also shows us that when Allah wants to do something, there is nothing that can come between Allah and the intention of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.